Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and Friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Once half a 2 years have gone now, but I can't relate to the never-ending games that you play. As desire passes through, then you're open to the truth. I hope you understand that your love is standing next to me.
The Backroom with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Enough. Good evening, Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. This is The Back Room and the last show of 2025. And what a year it's been for music. Amazing tours, amazing comebacks and loads of great new bands over this year. I'm going to be playing some of them, some Christmas songs as well, of course, because it's Christmas, and also got music news, local national gig guide, new album releases, all that coming up. Kicking off there with a great remix of the new Temp Trap single, Give It A Pair. That's the Solomon remix. This is a guy called Finn Forster. Look at him. This is called Pablo.
My friend Pablo, he got older since the last time that we met. When he left, he told me something that I never would forget. My dear friend, it took some time to mend, 'cause I never thought that he would be coming back. From thinking we'd become big stars to falling in and out of bars, to going up some more on two sides of the world. I got good times that I borrowed to keep me going till tomorrow. It's all part of the play. Mother and his brothers, but he lost his ride to Rome. He said he'd be back in a few months, but he was 6 years, maybe more. He traveled halfway across the ocean, then he walked from my front door. My dear friend, it took some time to mend, 'cause I
just been on tour with Stereophonics. That is Finn Forster and Pablo. Okay, let's do a Christmas record. And this is a new artist called Lewis Nags. And he's released his Christmas single, Just Because It's Christmas, out of the trenches. And the proceeds donated to the St. Mungo's Homeless Charity, inspired by the life story of St. Mungo's volunteer and homeless survivor, Tracy Isted. Lewis talked about Just Because It's Christmas to raise awareness and encourage empathy and compassion for those experiencing homelessness. The song highlights how lonely life on the street can be, which is magnified during the festive period. More people in the UK are facing homelessness in 2025. The cost of living crisis, rise in unemployment, wage stagnation, and the housing crisis, compounded by systemic barriers and wealth of support, ongoing geopolitical conflicts and domestic abuse, has contributed to a homeless crisis in recent years. Now, on any given night, shocking 300,000 households are now experiencing homelessness in England. So this song is to raise money. St. Mungo's supported approximately 26,000 people last year who were homeless or at risk of homelessness through 138 services. And it supports over 2,000 people every night. There is a Just Giving page for Lewis Nag out the trenches, or you can go to www.mungos.org. This is Just Because It's Christmas, Lewis Nag's.
Light a candle for the souls gone by. St. Paul's keeps ringing out proud. They're turning on those lights so loud, and the circus shines so bright. People fight like animals. You raise your head for nothing. They don't see your eyes. Concrete floors, what does home mean anymore? Love's a distant shore. You gave up what you were looking for, and the nights feel so alone. In daylight you're invisible. The one thing on your wish list said, save my soul. Because it's Christmas, don't forget her tonight. Ooh. 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 Christmas, don't forget her tonight.
The Back Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Hey, this is Chris and Les and Jake, and you are listening to Sheffield Live.
Yes!
New music on The Back Room. Future Sounds. The Back Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
I love that Christmas song. That's The Killers and Boots. It's not always a go-to one, but it's got a great message. Loving that. It's 6:20, Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. This is The Back Room, the last show of 2025. What a year. Amazing artists over that year, and some great tours, and just, yeah, a great year of music. And hopefully 2026 will bring us more, and I'm going to bring it to you here from Sheffield Live, The Back Room. You might discover your new favourite artist on this show. So let's go to these guys. They're called Art School Girlfriend. This is Close to the Clouds. Bit of electronic gap for ya. So she's going out on tour in the springtime. You can catch her at Leeds Now on the 15th of April. And she has a new album called Lean In. That's going to be out on the 11th of March. Art School Girlfriend. We'll be right back.
circle. I swear Harry Clark's been kissing sinners. Spoon-fed stained glass love, you never lost me, but you showed I'm back the winner.
One of the bands of 2025 to look out for, Clifford's. It's called Bittersweet. 6:29, you're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 F. This is The Backroom, and I'm going to do some music news straight after this one. Let's have a Christmas, Jimmy Eat World Style.
Laugh
That's Tribute World's version of Last Christmas. That's great, I love that. Okay, let's do some music news for you. See what's going on in the music news world.
Music news.
Okay, Youngblood has accused of darkness. Not a festive, is it? They were this time of year with the darkness, getting the Christmas record out, of trying to be dormant at a party that weren't invited to. The 28-year-old singer's reacted to, I believe, a thing called Love Brothers, Justin and Dan Hawkins' criticism of the MTV Video Music Awards tribute to the late hero Ozzy Osbourne in August. At the request of the late Paranoid Hitmaker's family, Youngblood joined Aerosmith, Steven Tyler and Joe Perry and Extreme's Nuno Bettencourt to perform a tribute. The criticism of the VMAs was coming from the people that were trying to be dormant at a party that they weren't invited to. And that's the harsh reality of it. So, wow. Also, with the Stone Roses and Primal Scream legend Gary Manny Manfield set to be laid to rest late this month, authorities have shared the bassist's cause of death. The bassist and Manchester music icon died last month and was aged 63. The announcement was shared online by his brother Greg, who told fans the news with the heaviest of hearts, and tributes quickly came in for the likes of Stone Roses, frontman Ian Brown, Primal Scream bandmate Simone Butler, Happy Mondays, Sean Ryder, Liam Gallagher, and many more. And now it's been confirmed by his family that the musician died peacefully in his sleep of respiratory issues linked to the long-standing lung condition emphysema. That's the music news for you. Okay, let's do another new artist to look out for next year. This is Dead Dad's Club. This is Don't Blame the Sons for the Sins of the Father.
Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk. New music on the Back Room. Future Sounds. Let the first time die.
Back to Basics by Dubinsky. Look out for them in 2026. Still got some gigs to tell you about and some new album releases. But this is Magnetic Skies. This is Closing In.
I fall in line, I know the signs.
That's from the new album Fragments and Magnetic Skies. They've been guests on the show this year, including other bands. Who else have we had on this year? We've had the Happy Mondays on, we've had Stereo MCs on, we've had The Horn, we've had The Jacks, Rosellas, The K's, Tom Bright, F4, Craig Finn, the others, Boxer Rebellion. We've had The Wombats, we've had Tom A. Smith. We've had Shed 7 and more. So it's been a packed show, shows over the year, and loads more to come next year as well. Let's do some gigs for you.
Local and national gig guys.
So you want to go to a gig tonight, go and check Doves. They are down the Octagon tonight with Hayden Thorpe, who used to be Wild Beast, supporting. And then on tomorrow, you got Ballyjawn Boy at the Fountain, the Everly Pregnant Brothers, which should be a laugh, at the Octagon Centre. On Saturday, you've got Day Fever down at the Ballroom at City Hall, and you've got Unknown Pleasures. We've had Marco on the show talking about this night a couple of times on the show. He's got his Christmas special 20th of December, this Saturday, 8 p.m. to 1 a.m. at Record Junkie. Tickets are £8. So if you like your new wave, your synth pop, your goth, your pop punk, and you remember The Limit in Sheffield, and loads of great music, get down there. People like Depeche Mode, Joy Division, Devo, Sister Mercy, Susie the Banshees, and a lot more. So check that out. And then on to Sunday, you've got Lauren Halsey at Cafe Number 9. Monday, Tom Rowley at Sydney Matilda. Joe Carnell Jr. is doing his Christmas show at the Octagon Centre on Tuesday. Some gigs that have been announced, the Teenage Cancer Trust gigs have been announced, the Royal Albert Hall in March. Elbow play on the 23rd. We've got Mogwai on the 25th with Craven Fulton and Ninica Kilkenny. 26th, you've got Manic Street Preachers with A Joy Formidable. 27th, you've got My Bloody Valentine and Churches. 28th, Garbage and Skunk and Nancy. Garbage and Placebo. That was a... not Skunk and Nancy. Placebo on the 28th of March. And Wolf Alice and Nilifer Yanya on the 29th. Maximo Park going out on tour. They've got a low-key gig on the 2nd of February at the Crescent in York, and then going on to 7th of Feb, Manchester Victoria Warehouse, then on to Liverpool, Bournemouth, Bristol, Birmingham, London, Oxford, Cambridge, Rotherham Rock City on the 18th, Leeds Academy on the 20th, then end up with hometown gigs 21st, 22nd, Newcastle City Hall. Those tickets go on sale now. And Tom A. Smith, great talent, always playing him on the show. He is going out on tour 26th of March, Glasgow King Tut, so then on to Manchester Deaf Stew on the 2nd of April, and then Sheffield Hallam Show Hotel 3rd of April, then on to Leeds, Newcastle, Southampton, Oxford, Norwich, Lincoln, London, Birmingham, Nottingham, and also supporting the Sherlocks on the 27th of June at the Steelyard in Kelham Island. That are the gigs, and let's do more Christmas songs. This is one by Hertz, and All I Want for Christmas is New Year's Day.
Christmas.
This hurts. All I want for Christmas is New Year's Day. Okay, we've got time for a couple more tracks. This is a band called Telenova, and this is called The Deep. So that's it for me tonight. That's it for me for 2025, in fact, actually. Some new albums out tomorrow. LMNT 115, Isotopes out, and Nick Cave and Warren Ellis, The Death of Bunny Munro. Thanks for listening. I'll be back on the 8th of January with Jez from Doves joining me. So very exciting. And I'm going to play out with this one tonight. It's, of course, Coldplay and Christmas Lights. Look, have a Merry Christmas. Happy 2026. Happy New Year. See you on the 8th of Jan.
Christmas night, another fight, tears we cried a flood. Got all kinds of poison in, of poison in my blood. I took my feet to Oxford Street, trying to right a wrong. Just walk away, those windows say, but I can't believe she's gone. When you're still waiting for the snow to fall, doesn't really feel like Christmas at all. Christmas night.